be. I know I hate to have to drag your ass into another meeting, but we got to know the Russian language. And in no damn way we can do it but study. We've got to study news. But I also got to stop the damn anarchy. Right now we'd be getting news. We'd be able to talk to him. I hope you can remember from the news when you take the test about the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. That you can praise them because they got all their farm methods, if you remember, collectivism and farm co-ops were modeled after, if you recall the film, The Soviet Union. Do you remember seeing that? And that the Soviet Union liberated them. So, by the way, don't we have a Yugoslav film? Yugoslavia's even offered us a facility. We are going to be popular. The worm's turned. When you argue about structure, the very thing that's caused the worm to turn is our structure. That we don't put up with bullshit and don't take it in it. If anarchy gets into a movement, you got nothing but trouble.
Right.
How many know the basic evils of international Marxist-Leninism? You're all known by heart now. Trotskyism. Those are those who commit adventurous acts, like was done in Miami on Wall Street, where 150 U.S. citizens were killed in a senseless act because it didn't prove a thing, only turned people more and more to the right, turned them more and more to fascism. Probably the police did it in the first place. It was a provocative action. And what's next? Anarchy. Anarchy, do your own thing. Follow your course. Don't bend. Be hostile because you're not getting your way. Put your individuality above the collective. You're not a communist. You're not a socialist. I always put you above me. I don't give a goddamn. They ring me like I cannot lift that phone again. But nobody's ever heard me get smart with them on that telephone.
That's right.
I called just the other night. I don't know how many dozens of people you heard me call, one right after another. The only one reason I did it was to show you the kind of shit I have to answer. Because those people, they could have gotten it by, but it's still an answer. I have to get them written up. Might as well talk them up, write them up. I got to get an answer to them. And I don't like the written word. I don't like folk keep things in writing. Wake up, Mayor. Some of you write all the time. It makes me nervous. What the hell are you doing? If you want to write, you coordinate with Professor Chop. Makes me nervous when you write down every word coming out of my mouth. I wonder why you're doing it. Anybody see anybody doing that? What? I didn't hear what you said. That's all right. Before you was that's okay. Those things to remind yourself, but be very careful about written stuff. You can fall in the enemy hands. Use our memories as well as we can. You can't yet pick a memory. By God, if you lay down a piece of paper, that's it. So anarchism, anarchy, we do our own things. Then you got the last enemy, the blind enemy of Marxist-Leninism, the blind enemy that causes socialism. Listen to me, try to learn these. Everyone wants to know these. You ought to be able to tell us the next Moscovites, Moskva, they call it. You must be able to tell them that to show your intelligence. The last major evil, often one of the worst, is social democracy. What does that mean? It means you can vote in. You can work through the parliamentary system. You can work through the Congress, the Senate, and U.S. House of Representatives, and you can get new leadership that will represent the people. But I just gave you the review of the whole account of Brzezinski out of his own mouth. Brzezinski, the Trilateral Commission, runs the USA. It's not run by a president anymore. Brzezinski, months before Carter was picked, and as some student ably said the other night, and Penthouse Magazine and Argus or Harper once said, pick Mr. Carter's like picking somebody that couldn't get themselves out of a bathroom. He's that weak. He's that unable to deal with foreign policy. But Brzezinski, a fascist, who wrote Superman, who believes that the white Scandinavian, anybody who doesn't come from the Germanic peoples, he believes exactly like Hitler, that they are not people worthy of survival. And he said to a group of reporters, I don't know how you can possibly believe that you could go home safe to the United States. But here a man stood before the camera and said, if you don't believe it, I dare you to get on any phone press tonight and ask any newspaper. He said, will you excuse me, gentlemen, while I go into the office to discuss my plans for genocide. Genocide means murder of blacks, Indians, Asians, browns, poor white people, seniors that have no place to go. And he said, nuclear war. Don't forget this. Nuclear war was inevitable, an absolute. And he said, it's egocentric to think that you can't use a nuclear war to settle matters between human beings. And anybody knows, if he's a proper linguist, he should have said ethnocentric at least, not egocentric. But it is not. It's absolute madness to think that someone's going to win a nuclear war. The USA is going to lose that nuclear war. It's going to be just like Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, who spoke in our temple last Sunday and wept. He wept bitterly. He said, to think of my country, I'll be seeing my country look like a wasteland in a desert. Not a tree blossoming, not the smile of a child, not a rippling brook that isn't contaminated for perhaps 10,000 years with fallout. We're fortunate to be here. We're fortunate to have somebody offer us a place to go that has underground shelters that run 200 to 300 feet deep, he said. We're very fortunate. And we're fortunate to be offered a place by people who have a platform that the USA can't even get up. They can't even get it up. They've tried. It's just like an impotent man that's threatened by somebody who's got an erection. They cannot get that kind of stuff up there. As long as they kept anybody in space for 60 days in a simple capsule. Those Soviets are building a whole platform. And I looked at him in a twinkle in his eye and said, I hope you're using the laser beam. Well, Comrade Jim Jones, we are doing some interesting things. And the only reason any remind me, he said, don't ever talk, we should remember that. He said, turn on your radio. Turn your radio on. We're doing some interesting things. Well, the interesting things have been to us that they can stop a missile before it gets out of its silo from outer space. They can stop U.S. missiles no matter where they come out of the water. I told him the whole thing that I'd heard, and he acted like it was true. But he said, we take no delight, and I thought this was precious to me. He said, maybe this time we wouldn't lose but a few thousand. But he said, what's horrible is that America is going to lose everybody. Canada is going to go down. All through India, all through Europe, they're going to be massacre, melee, nothing left alive. That shows that people have compassion for others. He said to me, most certain times, he said, we are able to defend ourselves. So don't worry about nuclear war when you come to Soviet Union. Comrade Jim Jones, the way he said it, he loved you people, by the way. Knowing that anybody asked him about prejudice was the stupidest thing in the world. Paul Robeson lived there, served there, sang there. The only place he found a home, reared his son there to become a doctor. And when Paul Robeson come home to take care of some property affairs in Philadelphia for a loved one, I found out again today, I read it, he went mad. Seeing 1 year of America caused his mind to snap, and then he died quickly of a stroke. So that man doesn't have to defend the Soviet Union. Pushkin is a great writer. If you don't know him, he's a great writer. Great poet, isn't it? He's black. Highly esteemed in the Soviet Union. So why not more blacks? And some of my dumbass people said at the embassy in San Francisco, tell them about making no more dumbass trips. I don't have any black people unless they bought slaves. We didn't want to leave Africa. We were forced to leave Africa. They drug us out by chains. Russia did not have that mentality. She was at least a little more decent than most imperialist powers. She never bought slaves. She never traded in slaves. So how the hell do you expect to have any African population unless she did? And they're tired of being bothered by it. They've hunted all over. They don't want our money. It's the most gratifying thing. It's to lift a burden. I say, well, we make a suit on the U.S. government. It says, Comrade Jim Joseph, we don't want you, your money. We want you and your people. Don't bother the U.S. government. They're liable to do something wicked. Yes, you might win $40 million, but we don't need it. We're a rich nation. So what about our pension checks? They could do something. Don't worry, Comrade Jim Jones. You worry too much. Don't worry. If they cut off all the Social Security pensions, don't worry. So we're a rich nation. Don't you understand? He said, the seniors work, don't they? I said, every day. He said, then don't worry. He said, we follow the doctrine from each according to his ability to each according to his need. He said, if a senior fell down, you'll have the best hospital care. And the senior will be making the decisions about what the policies are of the hospitals. That's the way it is in the Soviet Union. You ought to take a look through some of these other socialist so-called communities around here and see the difference. The damn dumb fool don't want to go. But whatever. We'll take that day at a time. I'm going to have to stop this. I've got to put a warning on all of you. It's a heavy warning. I want this to stop. Meet your responsibility to teaching. You know, complaining against Patricia?
Probably Jeff can make the statement better than I, because he's the one that just reported to me that today Tricia spoke to him asking if he would take her class as a permanent teaching assignment so that she could go back downriver.
Don't do that. Don't get too anxious to go downriver. You make me nervous when you do that. I think if you be honest with yourself, as Christine said to you a moment ago, be honest. I think if you be honest with yourself, it's more than wanting to make money for the cause.
Me too.
If I got honesty from you, that'd be the fastest way for you to get down the river. But I don't like people bullshit me.
What I told Jeff was that Jeff came up to me and asked me if I liked going. He says, I know you like going down the river, Patricia. I said, no, I don't like going down the river, Jeff. It's like he was setting me up to say something, you know? He just kept pursuing the conversation.
He could be in the Committee of Revolution. The thing is, we have them all over the place. You understand what that means? People who are, all of you should be in it. If you were good followers, you would report every negative thing you hear. Because they had reported Debbie and the things they knew about Debbie before it happened, we wouldn't have had $25,000 ripped off, and we wouldn't have had that horrible article in the Chronicle, Big Lies Against Us. Sure, we're glad tonight. KGO's praising us, and KSFO, and KCBS, KPU, and the Examiner, Chronicle's too red-faced to say anything, because naturally they said one thing. We even got a retraction in the Chronicle of Bishop Moore and his wife saying how beautiful the place was. We're lucky to get that, being a bunch of communists. I'm telling you, you're lucky. The press will cut you down because it's the arm of the capitalist oppressor. And it's in there to destroy you. And you people got to hate capitalism more, and you'll be hostile less. That's the only thing I can tell you. You got to hate that system. You got to take a look. Listen when I say, when they write up there, and Teresa, hey, you do a beautiful job. You look at that shit. You look at that murderous shit. You think about a 16-year-old boy being grabbed and tattoo swastikas being put on him today. Happens every day. I go all through the news. Hell, I get so depressed with it, I couldn't tell you all. Goddamn Ku Klux Klaners marching in Cicero and drove the black people out. I don't know what the matter. You people put too much emphasis on your own life. Mine don't count. Only as the people need me, that's it. When they don't need me, I'll be glad to be free of it. I will not be only be glad to be free of it, I will be free of it. But right now, I don't know anybody's going to take this suffering. I don't know anybody's got the compassion. I don't know anybody's got the fairness or justice. I see it in Johnny. I see it in my son, Stephen. I see it in others to much of the other degrees. But you got to put the whole thing together. You got to be willing to structure your own life. You got to be willing to sacrifice some of the things you want. You can't be led around by your ass. Something I never did. People don't ever accuse me of being led around my ass, because I never have been. And I never will be. One person made the commitment to me. I thought it was very beautiful. He said, my commitment, I want to tell you, this organization and communism, Father, is above my ass. At least I can say that. I don't know how far up it is, but it's above my ass. Some of you folks sitting out there, it's not above your ass. It's not above your damn mouth through all this damn shit while people are starving to death and we have the nerve to argue. If we carried the burden like we ought to, when we come with that food would make us nauseous. And if you thought about the bloody babies, I see that haunting Vietnam mother. I'll never forget it. As long as I live, that grandmother with her arms around her children, please don't shoot them. Then the U.S. opens fire and blows down the grandmother and the children. She's begging. She's pleading. Anybody remember that picture?
Yes.
It haunts me all through the years. Grandmother trying to hold a baby. She's got a little, just like it's one man said, I won't hunt the baboon up the river. So if I get one, I believe Patricia or Patty told me that. Said, I won't hunt them. I don't want to hunt them. Because when the mother has a baby, they have to kill the mother. The mother will put out the paw as if to say, please. Please don't hurt. Don't kill me. My baby needs me. I ain't killing nothing like that. I'll eat greens before I'm going to kill something that intelligent. That's an intelligent animal. You hear them at night if you listen. Have you ever heard them? That's that beautiful sound. And they're gentle. They don't bother anybody. But I thought, my God, how can anybody shoot a mother? Hold the baby, trying to protect the baby with one arm, and putting her hand out to the man, begging him with a shot, with a gun right away. And they go ahead and shoot him. I don't like people like that. Okay. Anything else?
No, I just want to say, it's true that there are aspects of the culture I do like. There's nothing I can say. I don't like capitalism. I don't like cities. I don't like Georgetown. I don't like any of that. Those kind of things.
What do you like about the culture?
It's just simple. That's all. It's not progressive like here. It's much better here because it's more progressive and a lot more can be done when people get together and unify. It's just a simple. I mean,
it is so simple. It is so simple that one night the Russians may have to get on there with the Morse code and tell us to move quickly out there, they'll be landing with helicopters. They have even talked of that. It's so simple that the Venezuelans could march across this border and be in Georgetown in 24 hours. That's the danger of disorganization and simplicity and confusion and nobody knowing what the right hand, left hand doing. What the hell do you think that colonel from Venezuela, quit fanning back there, brother, quit doing that, please. Why, you can't be that hot back there. Starve, they don't get anything to them, the rations don't get them as we get them. It's disorganized because there's not enough socialists. They are up at the high levels, but they're not enough socialists at the low levels. And it stinks. And that's why I want to get us. Sure, we can survive here. We can go on endlessly and endlessly and endlessly. That's the very reason some of you are bored. I want to give you other opportunities. I have to stay on the collective there. You can go on to college. You can go on to talent, music, whatever. Because I'll have new ones come in. They want me to work particularly with the Russian Pentecostals who's giving them a hell of a time. The Russian Pentecostals believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the world and His blood is precious and it says to obey no man, not no man. They take that literally so they won't even obey their own country and spit on a flag or stomp on it when it's raised. Give me a few weeks of that guy to learn Russian. Give us a few weeks. Give me my gospel tours, and we'll get by. We'll forget some of this liberation. We'll sing some of them old Jesus songs, and we'll whip it all up to a frenzy. And in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have them thinking atheists. They won't know what the hell happened to them. It'll go out like it did on the day of Pentecost, round about the world. Went to all parts that marvelous session. And nobody knows anything about it. Who's dead ass asleep, leaning over on a stand right way in the back?
Job change. I've been cleared anyway, so that'll be in a frustrating situation to now, though. And I'll change my associations and people I'm associating with.
I appreciate all of you. Watch your tongue. You don't know who may be listening. You don't know who the hell you're talking about. We know one piece of information we're finding very, very peculiar that I've got from here to those working against our enemies, our own front of Dr. Lane and Dr. Freed, who wrote all those beautiful books, and Dr. Goodett. Some information got out of here. Some way we can't figure out how. It didn't hurt us, because fortunately I confuse people sometimes. I never tell things just exactly all the news. People go out and tell I'm going to Russia, I'll tell you a liar, and they can give me a lie to take the test and I'll prove it. I'll make that needle say whatever I want that needle to say. I'm going to say of them, to talk about helicopters, asking where helicopters best could land, it's marvelous them to think of us in a situation like that. So it may never happen. I don't give a damn that it never happened, but I'm the kind of parent that worries about everything. I worry about all your welfare. And by God, I can't do better than what we got now. By the way, get the Yugoslavs out. They printed a nice article, but they see Sauce as hippies. America recommended the medical department that he has a chronic history of skin infection and enzymes, which is highly aggravated by exhumed by shaving. Okay, we're not inhuman. Don't anybody else come with that bullshit, though. That's one in a million. I can see 55 people come up trying to tell me they got soap bothers them. I use Grandma Etta Thompson's soap on my face. It cuts very well. Sometimes you prick yourself, you feel like you got a little fire, but it'll work. Okay, I have nothing more to say. I'm giving you a warning. Go ahead.
I did make a statement that little girls who are not overprotected by their parents sometimes grow up more intelligent, but I've also written up my criticisms of children to you, and we formed the Children's Committee as a result, and Christine and I don't have any alliance going at all.
I never heard you did have. Now, there's some here that are observers. The whole Mussonite group workers.
Right hand,
let's not forget it's the right hand. I'm talking about helpers. I'm going to read these off fast. I want my people who are in charge to show me what kind of humility you got, or I'll be fired. My Tim Knight Jones. I prayed him for playing music the while, whole time sitting on the, while sitting in the guard shack. He's always been willing to do errands, I guess, when I ask. I said Tim Knight Jones. Okay. Well, I got to deal with him. I'll put it down for that. I got to deal with him. Jay Wilson. Have not seen his performance, but he seems to take the job serious. Sly. Especially after I reported him for sleeping on his post down at East House. Not arrogant to me, but has been to others. Consider me monotonous or think that you know more about what I'm doing than I do. You should listen to me.
Well, I don't got nothing else to say. I ain't got nothing else to say. I don't wish to talk about it. I just drop all them charges. You can do whatever you wish to do with me, go ahead on, because I don't wish to talk about it. Three quarters of this bullshit.
Oh, don't give me no stuff you don't wish to talk about. That's arrogance. You wouldn't, if anybody else like that done that to me, you'd jumped off this platform. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, but you're
totally wrong.
Sounds like, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like someone isn't getting their ass kissed, and that's what everyone else comes, this, maybe I'm not kissing this person's ass, and that's what it looks like to me.
Is it possible, Tim Jones, that you have faults?
I said I did. I said I was wrong. I said I was wrong with what Jesus said. I said I was wrong with pulling Janet's hair, and a lot of stuff I do is wrong. Well, I was wrong not immediately taking that place from Agnes, but it wasn't like I refused. But I'm wrong a lot of ways. But that, don't you think that's absurd with that whole, I'm a coward, I've never risked my life. I've done as much as anyone else in the last year and a half. If anyone was in Rock, but you're getting shot at just like anybody else, it wasn't, it's another day to me. So I resent, no one knows the hell they're coming from, talking. I'm pissed, I'm bad pissed about that.
You shouldn't be pissed. Somebody made it with an analysis.
I want to say this. You might very well be pissed. A lot of the charges might be wrong, but they deserve being addressed here since it's been made public. You can't pop off and say, well, hey, I'm going to forget it. I'm going to push down the road. I'm not going to talk about it. You have to address those charges.